Officially called the Guidance Patrol, these green and white minivans are a familiar sight cruising the streets. The Special Force was established in 2006. Its only job to park at major intersections and thoroughfares to issue warnings to women deemed to be flouting Iran's religious dress codes. According to the Attorney General, the same institution that set up the morality police has shut it down. On Saturday, a statement published in a local newspaper announced the judiciary is already working on a draft proposal for amendments to how authorities enforce laws pertaining to chastity and hijab. Following recent events, the relevant bodies are looking for a prudent solution. Since the death of Mahsa Amini in a detention facility in September, protests have erupted across the country, many of which have turned violent. Human rights groups say more than 440 people have been killed and another 17,000 arrested. The Interior Ministry puts the death toll at 200, including security forces. Mahsa's death has sparked a massive outcry. Some women are publicly snubbing the headscarf that has been compulsory for women and girls as young as the age of 7 since 1983. Analysts say it's the direct result of a change in societal norms.
What we've witnessed in Tehran in recent days is women coming out in public without their hijab, and they're not being confronted by authorities. When you can't enforce a law, then eventually this rule will be put aside. I think the change will mostly happen in methods of enforcement, but not changing the law.
According to the latest survey published by the parliament, 60 to 70% of Iranian women do not follow the Islamic dress code strictly in public. And since September, scenes like this have become common.
While the issue of mandatory hijab is still very much a rule in Iran, the suspension of the so-called morality police could be seen as a move by authorities to appease women. The question now is, will it be enough? Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Tehran.